This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to our final show of the first half as the teams hit the last weekend before what is a much-deserved Christmas break. Ahead, Commissioner Ron Robison will join us. He'll talk about some of the first half highlights and the upcoming World Junior Championships beginning Boxing Day. Speaking of World Juniors, Quinton Howden of the Moose Jaw Warriors, he'll be our guest. He'll look for gold after a silver medal in Buffalo last year. Kelowna Rockets head coach Ryan Huska, he's on board with that too. After assisting Dave Cameron last year, Ryan is again on this year's staff as an assistant to Don Hay. First up, WHL Commissioner Ron Robison joins us to discuss highlights of the first half.
Well, another very competitive season. When you look at the conference standings in both the Eastern and Western conferences, not many points separating teams at the top of the standings, and those fights for playoff positions obviously are going to be very competitive, and we expect a very exciting second half of the season.
Yeah, there's lots of contenders in the mix, like always, it seems like, in the Western League.
Well, that's right. You look at the Eastern Conference as an example. Three teams right now tied for first place and in the conference, and we couldn't ask for a better race in that regard. Literally 3 points separating the top six teams in that conference, and of course the West has always got some great races as well, right down to the wire.
Attendance numbers, how have they been this season, Ron?
Well, there's been big swings in attendance. Of course, we've really benefited from the addition of the Victoria Royals franchise. Their attendance has been extremely good, nearly 6,000 average a game. Of course, the new facility in Moose Jaw has also really brought our attendance up with a tremendous response there, averaging close to 3,800 a game in Moose Jaw in a new 4,400-seat facility. So if you take that into account, we've certainly got some areas that we're a little concerned about, but overall attendance is up over 5%.
And as the Western League breaks, it's always a chance to watch our players that represent our club teams off at the World Junior Championships in Edmonton and Calgary and around the world.
A very exciting time for all of us who love junior hockey. This is a great showcase for our game and another opportunity for Canada to regain a gold medal for our country. And, of course, right here in Alberta, this particular event will be taken to another level with record attendance expected. And of course, 16 players going to the selection camp where we're going to follow with progress. And they're in good hands with head coach Don Hay, of course, of the Vancouver Giants, and Ryan Huska from the Kelowna Rockets. So we're looking forward to a very exciting World Junior Championship.
You betcha. And a message from the commissioner across the WHL as we get set to break for Christmas?
Well, we'd like to extend our best wishes for a great Christmas and New Year's to all of our parents of the players who certainly send those players to us and do such a wonderful job of taking care of them, and our billet families, and of course our fans across the Western Hockey League.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Well, the gold rush is back on for Kelowna Rockets assistant coach Ryan Huska. Regan Bartel has more.
Thanks, John. Ryan, let's talk about your second appearance here as an assistant coach for the Canadian World Junior team. Excited as much as you were the first time around?
Yeah, very excited. You know, I guess you can look at it as you get a second opportunity to try and get a gold medal, but I think you gained a great experience. My first year, you had a chance to work with Dave Cameron and his staff there, and you come back with a lot of great information and an opportunity to take some good information and learn from great coaches that you spend a month with. And now I get an opportunity to work with Don. He's a guy that I played for, but now I get a chance to work with him and see what he does behind the bench for just about a month's period of time. So that's something that I'm very excited about. And you get an opportunity to represent your country and work with the best players in Canada for their age group. It's an honor, and I feel very privileged to be a part of it again this year.
Let's talk about the relationship between Don Hay and yourself. You played, as you said, you were a player. He was the coach at the time. And I know that's a lot of years between then and now. Does it feel strange, though, still in some respects? And there's got to be a mutual admiration between the two. I don't know if there was as a player coach.
it was funny. I guess the first time that I coached with him a couple years ago in the Subway game when it was in Victoria, I found it a little different, you know, because I was used to having him, you know, barking at me a little bit and making sure I was working harder on the ice, but I didn't really know him in the other capacity. But now that, you know, we've coached against each other for a few years, I've coached with him a few times now, I'm comfortable with him, and I don't feel the same as I did the first few times when I coached against him. So the one nice thing about Don, I do know him well. I feel like I can use him as kind of a mentor when My team's struggling here. I can phone and ask for advice, and he's always been there for me whenever I've needed, even when his team was very busy and he didn't have a lot of times on his hands. He always seemed to make himself available.
The Western Hockey League well represented behind the bench, also on the ice for that matter. Just talk about the Western Hockey League representation, and hopefully, once again, you guys will have success this time around with a gold medal around your neck.
Yeah, well, there's 16 young men coming to camp, and hopefully they all perform well, and I'd love nothing more to see all 16 of them make that team. The reality of it is that's probably not going to happen, but we feel like we've got a good, strong group of guys that are coming from the West. You know, they're character players. They all bring different things to the table, but I think if they come and they perform to the best of their abilities, they're going to make some decisions very tough for us as we work through this camp part of the World Junior experience. And then I think you'll see at the end of the day, they're going to be big contributors to our success in the tournament.
And the fact that the tournament is in Alberta this year, I mean, in Calgary, at Edmonton, they're sharing the tournament. Does that make it a little more exciting because there's more, even more of a Western flavor?
Yeah, for sure. I think it does for the guys out West. You know, Don was a part of the team that was in Red Deer way back when, and I think that was quite an experience. But I had the opportunity in Buffalo, and the first game that we played in Buffalo, to see all the red in the stands kind of gave you an appreciation of how important this tournament is. I mean, yes, everybody watches it at Christmas time, but it's night and day different when you're there. And I think being in Edmonton and being in Calgary in a Canadian atmosphere, I think it's going to be that much more intense. And of course, the pressure is going to be a little bit higher because the expectations in Canada are always to win. But I think it's going to make the experience that much better for all involved.
Best of luck to you as you go to represent not only the WHL, but also our country at the World Juniors. And I hope next time I see you, it'll be at the Kelowna International Airport with a gold medal around your neck.
I'd like nothing better than that as well. Thank you very much.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League.
Down the left side, Nugent Hopkins in over the Bronco line. The shot scores!
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the players' education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of the scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or a trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
He'll be leaned on for leadership. Moose Jaw Warrior forward Quinton Howden is back on this year's World Junior Club. He sat down with Warriors broadcaster James Gallo.
Do you feel as though that this year's your opportunity to take that larger role compared to maybe last year where, you know, you made the team and then fought your way up the roster?
Yeah, you know what, guys last year, Schenner, Ellis, Cowan, DeHaan, all those guys, they did such a good job with helping us, you know, basically just throwing us under their wings. So, you know, it's kind of our turn to do that, me, Schwartzy, and Mark now to kind of, you know, take control and, you know, show guys the way and, you know, tell them that, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be done. And, you know, hopefully we can all combine together to get a gold medal again.
Because you're a returning guy, does your position change a little bit when going to camp? I remember we talked last year, and you're excited, you're looking forward to it. I'm sure you are this year. But does your demeanor change a little bit going to your second camp this time around?
You know what, not even. You know, it's still exciting for me, you know, for anybody, I think, to be named to a roster like this. It's a great honor. So my role doesn't really change. You know, I want to get there and be excited to be there. And can't wait till Christmas time rolls around.
And that's this week's show. Thanks to Regan Bartel and James Gallo for their help again this week. And on behalf of the Western Hockey League family and all our WHL broadcasters, here's wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a safe mid-season break. I'm John Key.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.